From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is ramping up its campaign to rally Democrats behind health care overhaul. Today, President Obama scheduled meetings with legislators, some of whom are threatening to block the bill over abortion language. The president also met with five of the country's top health insurers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on an industry under fire for what the administration calls jaw-dropping rate hikes.
For weeks now, the White House has been pointing to soaring insurance premiums as a reason even people who have health insurance should support the president's overhaul plan. The administration's top target is a California insurance company that proposed rate hikes of up to 39%. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says that's not an isolated example.
People across America were really frightened that they were being priced out of the market, don't know what's coming next.
The president's proposal would give the federal government new authority to oversee insurance premiums. It would also set up a new insurance exchange where individuals and small businesses could shop for better rates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Congress is a step closer to offering companies tax breaks for hiring under a jobs creation measure topping their agenda. The House voted 217 to 201 to approve a $15 billion package of tax credits in highway construction. The Senate, which passed a similar version last week, has to act on the latest measure before it can be sent to the president's desk. The pressure for New York Governor David Paterson to resign is being turned up a notch today with the resignation of a top aide. New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt has the story.
Paterson's communications director, Peter Kaufman, issued a brief statement saying he cannot in good conscience continue working for the governor, who is embroiled in two scandals. Kaufman says as a former officer in the United States Navy, he takes integrity and commitment to public service very seriously. Kaufman is the third member of the Paterson administration to leave in recent days. The head of the state police abruptly retired, and the governor's chief criminal justice advisor, Denise O'Donnell, quit after a New York Times story said Paterson had tried to cover up a domestic violence incident concerning a top aide. Kaufman's resignation comes a day after an ethics panel found the governor solicited free tickets to a Yankees game and lied about it afterward. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
Voters are coming under attack again in Iraq days before nationwide parliamentary elections. In at least two strikes in Baghdad, suicide bombers attacked security personnel who were casting early ballots. Authorities say at least 12 soldiers and police officers were killed and more than 30 others were injured. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 50 points at 10,443, NASDAQ up 12 at 2,292. This is NPR. The official death toll in Chile from Saturday's earthquake has risen to more than 800, and President Michelle Bachelet says that it will take the country 3 to 4 years to recover. NPR's Jason Beaubien has this from Santiago.
On local radio this morning, President Michelle Bachelet said Chileans in the quake-ravaged parts of the country are suffering immensely, and her government is working without stop to make sure relief supplies reach them. While water and electricity service has resumed in much of the capital, most people in the area around Concepcion still lack basic services. Nationwide, tens of thousands of homes have been completely destroyed. President Bachelet said the rebuilding of schools, roads, hospitals, and other public infrastructure will dominate the 4-year term of her successor. Bachelet leaves office next week. She said the country will probably need to rely on international loans to finance the reconstruction. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Santiago.
The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee voted to label the World War I-era killings of Armenians by Turkish forces genocide. They decided 23-22 today to pass the measure over White House insistence the matter be dropped. Turkey is a key NATO ally. Two subsidiaries of American International Group will pay more than $6 million to settle claims of discrimination against African-American borrowers. Court documents were filed today. The government's latest read on jobs indicates companies may be hiring, but not enough yet to put a major dent in the unemployment rate. The Labor Department reports new unemployment claims. A gauge of the pace of layoffs fell last week by 29,000 to 469,000. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.